All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
Why are you looking at me?
Because you
I couldn't wait.
You couldn't wait. Well, let's see what we learned. I know what we learned.
I know. Okay, fuck it. And I want to know.
What?
I learned that y'all niggas, y'all don't dislike white pussy as much as y'all fucking front on the
Who
show.
Who is y'all niggas?
All of y'all.
Why?
Because that's all we saw. That's only pussy been on this fucking TV the whole time.
I didn't see a whole lot of options. For
that. I mean, we got 59 million channels of porn in this
bitch. I was going through them.
There wasn't a, was it?
I was going through them.
Ebony channel.
Maybe we had Brazzers at the wrong time.
Nah, Brazzers, yeah. Brazzers sometimes do be and that other shit too. But nah, I'm just saying, all we saw was white pussy. It's 611 channels.
I was just going through them one by one. Look, it's just a bunch of white bitches tonight. I don't know. Maybe they just
black niggas and went in.
You can't go bang bros.
They
right?
do say that the porn industry is racist. So this is
the porn industry. Who
said that?
Racist.
Racist said that.
And who said it?
Hold up! Hold up! My gosh, damn it! I didn't even know you ever did this. Say it again.
Racist.
No, say it like a 2-year-old again. Racist.
Racist.
Racist. Right. So you got a list. That shit was fucking cute. Racist. Like when a fucking kid first learned to talk and shit. What's that racist?
Yeah, it's a bunch of white pussy, man. You see, I'm going through it, man. Maybe it's white night.
So French, who was the day that said
black porn stars say that all the time.
Porn stars say it all the time. Where?
In like interviews and things like that.
Interviews? What the fuck are you? Okay.
So this nigga won't watch a whole. So that's okay. I learned that. Fridge Reggie won't watch the beginning of a porn, but he watched porn interviews. Porno stars doing interviews.
Should we tell people whether or not you got to retain your doctorate or keep that if they had to get premium subscription? Nah, okay. He got recertified. He got recertified.
Duh.
But. So you say that we
classic
like,
porn is
so if I'm
wild.
The one in control of the remote, how could French Reggie or Jay Smooth like white pussy? It would just be on me, but
no, but they stared. I mean, Jay Smooth, he was stuck. Like honestly, he was distracted more than anybody.
Not more than he was on that black.com.
No, but all of it. But all
he kept saying according under his breath. That was whatever he was talking about.
According.
He took pictures of it. Why did you take the pictures?
I saw that. He took video.
What was that big? What was that? Okay, hold up. Go back to the big broad because I'm looking out for more nigga. Oh, it's just amateurs?
Yeah, I think it was just amateurs. That.
Yeah. I was looking out for Nathan Nice.
French Reggie. Sir French Reggie likes thick chicks too.
Wow. I think he just called your chick a fat bitch.
I didn't call his girl anything. Wow. Why would you call it a bitch? Why would that even come out of your mouth?
I just think that's what we were just talking about.
I said that French Reggie likes curvy girls.
Oh.
That's all I said.
Yeah, you just said thick girls.
I don't know where the fuck you on the island, nigga. Get off the island.
This nigga was looking for help too. He like, ain't nobody gonna help me out. Hey, everybody looking at him.
I looked at the king and nigga fucking making saying dumb
I'm
shit.
Like, nigga,
I ain't telling you, nigga.
He be looking for confrontation, bro.
That ain't got nothing to do with me, nigga. You on your own. So what's up?
I am like a Buddhist, dude. I do not look for confrontation. Uh-huh. That is anti my spirit.
Uh-huh.
That is anti my spirit.
What we learned that I don't know that the show felt weird because it was porn on the whole time. I don't think we'll do that again. If y'all don't mind.
Thank you.
You were distracted?
We ain't gotta have that shit on. Yeah.
It don't do anything for me like in this setting.
I mean, it didn't do anything. It's just like fucking when you have a screensaver of fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't fucking dislike that, right? The fish tank screensaver and the fucking fake fish swimming around? Yeah, you sit there and let that go in the background.
So that bitch had two dicks in her hole, one hole. That was equivalent to a fish screensaver?
Like yeah, Oscar.
What?
Albino Oscar. The fish type. I used to raise fish.
I have any idea what you're talking about, dude.
I used to raise fish. So I know all the, you know, I used to raise African cichlids. African cichlids.
But that is crazy that all these porn channels and there's not one like black category channel.
I don't know how much I'm really gonna if all I got for black, you know, assimilation or fucking some shit that I could kind of relate to is fucking black.com.
Well, I I don't know. I haven't ever watched.
They're not gonna do it for me.
Maybe different days they have different things, or maybe you know.
Maybe in another lifetime.
Maybe I don't know.
But you know, I need to see black people fucking black people nowadays.
Yeah, I feel you. You know, it's what it is. But what else? What else did we learn?
Hey, we just got to keep spending money in American products to keep the American economy alive.
Yeah, I had no idea what you're talking about at first.
Me neither.
I didn't follow. Yes, we need to buy American. And it doesn't matter who's got the money. I know that there's the idea that if the rich keep the money, that they're not gonna help the economy. I don't agree.
By definition, I learned that by definition, fuck what they're talking about. They've cured HIV.
By definition,
being the definition of cured.
And you learned that Jake Smooth was a really good guy.
Mm.
Right? No.
Did I learn that? How did I learn? Did you learn that?
He said he put the advertisement out.
What about?
He said he's willing to tell everyone about all his STDs prior to having sex with him.
That's yeah, but bullshit. People be lying, you know.
I ain't saying, do they? No. Shit like,
no.
Fuck out of here.
He didn't, no
he
way. Didn't,
he said he'd be willing to tell a woman about his STDs before having sex.
If you, I had an STD, I didn't
say
that.
I didn't say whether you did or not. No, I'm but saying,
I, you'd be willing
I
to.
No, I didn't say no shit like that. But if I had one,
you'd be willing
I
would to
motherfucking tell somebody.
That's all you said.
Yeah, but I didn't say that shit, though.
What did you say?
Y'all motherfuckers put words in my mouth.
Is he a psychic?
Shut the fuck up.
How did he happen to know exactly what you said?
You didn't say that you would tell a woman if you had an STD. Prior to y'all having sex, you didn't tell. Says you a teller?
Yes, I said it. But yes, I said it. But
what are you talking about? What I said you would say.
This nigga said, if you had AIDS, would you tell?
I learned that this nigga's been walked down so many times that this nigga's afraid to even go down the lift alley now.
So no,
he's scared to walk down where he walked.
No, what I said was, if I had AIDS,
that's
I would tell him.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but no, when you said STD, nigga, that's all the cops.
HIV is an STD.
It's a STD. But that nigga said STD.
If you had something else, you wouldn't tell him.
Yeah.
We already know the answer to that.
You don't have to really... Shut the fuck up, J-Mac.
So you wouldn't tell a woman about any other thing, just AIDS?
I would tell them if I had anything.
That's what I... So that's what I just said.
So would
you tell
them? No, we can't do this, bro, because he just protested that's what I meant. But, no.
So would you tell him, J-Mac?
No.
Oh, you wouldn't? I know.
No.
Okay.
No.
So next, let's move right on along, because we'll stay on that shit all day.
Of course.
So is it okay to be in public with your kinkiness? I said it was okay. If a motherfucker just walking,
did you?
In this situation with the chick walking the dude in the store like a dog, I didn't see nothing wrong with it, because it was like the motherfucker, as long as he came in, he looked like he had his shirt on and his shoes, so the store allowed him to come in. If the motherfucker want to walk around on his fucking knees, the whole store... I would love to see a motherfucker walk on his knees like that in Walmart. Super Walmart.
Why? What would you love about it? Would it turn
nigga,
you on?
Nigga, that big ass though, nigga, your knees gonna be fucked.
Would it turn you on?
No, nigga, it ain't about to be turned on. It ain't about being turned on. It's about, I want to see what that nigga knees look like when it's time for him to come up out
you,
that
who
bitch.
Who could get you
to, nobody.
For no
nobody.
No. There's not one woman you get on your knees for.
None of them.
Not one woman.
Not a one.
In the world.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I love to see them out that nigga knees when he come up out that bitch. Be like, nigga, you stupid as fuck.
French Reg, what about you?
Nobody.
What is it with nobody what?
For me to be in that position.
Oh.
To just get a chain around your neck?
No, and I'm not going to walk around with no chain around my neck.
You let
no
a woman hit
store.
Your dick with a fucking bamboo stalk.
Yeah, but we was in a private room.
So she can walk you around the house like that, though?
No, not
could,
that.
Could
not
she
that.
Video you getting that shit done and then put it out on YouTube?
Nothing like that. Nothing to that.
So this is about embarrassing. That's all. You just don't want to be embarrassed.
And disrespected.
You don't mind doing it.
I feel like it gets to the point too. It becomes very disrespectful.
Well, he had a mask on, though.
Fucking role playing. Like I told you, nigga fucking kills it everywhere else. He's a fucking CEO of everything, nigga.
Here's the good thing about you, French Reggie.
You're just not my thing.
No, here's the good thing about you. Even if you had identifying marks, nobody would know because you're dark skinned. So like if you had tattoos, nobody would even know it was you. You know what I'm saying? Like if me, they're like, oh, I see that in the tattoos. I know what that is. You can wear that mask and nobody would fucking know it's
and,
you.
And the thing about it is... Because it's an uncomfortable thing, people are not going to look for really like hard. They're not going to be staring at you.
Would.
Like, not long enough to identify
guys,
you.
Guys, I don't want to do it while y'all trying to convince me. I'll never do it. I'm good. Maybe Smooth or somebody else y'all know.
Why do you sound uncomfortable with it?
I learned that unapologetically black is ugly.
I learned that it's hard to use that word now and not recognize it. Apologies come after you do something wrong.
I feel like there's a type now. I feel like if you're a black woman who is unapologetically black, you're ugly.
don't know about necessarily ugly, but
well, show, bring out the app. We got a whole app of unapologetically black women, and we still are swiping.
There was like one that was maybe, but she went out with smooth.
She was light skinned.
And but she went out with smooth,
bro. She light skinned.
But she went out with smooth.
Oh, so yeah, so bleh.
So bleh. Bleh.
Move had her on speed dial
immediately. Like if I find out, you know what I'm saying? This is real life now.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Smooth can tell you this is real life. I met a chick one time when I was single and I found out that she knew Smooth. And so I called him, hey man, you used to date her? He's like, yeah, man, I smashed. Like, oh, not her.
Bye.
Not her.
Bye.
No matter what. Am I lying, Smooth?
Nope. Yeah. But did he really smash her? Because you know, sometimes niggas probably be lying.
He could be lying.
You think that nigga would lie on his dick? Does he look like the kind of nigga that would lie on his dick?
Yeah. He's lied three
like,
times.
Just like you lie, French.
No. What do you mean?
I don't need to lie.
Nigga, you lie about it.
He only said like 25 people.
We ain't talking about smash. We talking about everything else this nigga be talking about.
Damn, like, he just, his whole life is a lie. Yeah.
Like what? What's on there pops to your mind?
So this nigga, just was the shit he just said, talking about, oh, they say. The nigga that he just said, they say. Who the fuck is they?
I mean, said when female you, porn
I
mean, stars.
When you talking, I be watching the chats when they be talking to the what you call, the interviews. Like, nigga, shut the fuck up. You lying.
Bro.
He is bullshitting, and you call him out. J-Mac catch him so many times lying. Nigga, just say you don't know, nigga. You just made it up. One fucking time, just say it. Just say it. This thing right here.
Conversation.
Nigga said his whole shit.
His whole life.
That last thing he just said.
His whole life is a lie. This nigga ain't even from Haiti.
Can
I play one for you, Smooth?
Play one what?
A porn star explaining that the industry's racist.
You just found this shit.
Why
you
didn't have this
on speed dial, nigga? Like,
he just Googled it. He didn't hear
the
shit.
I've seen the interview already. Smooth was the first interview.
What was the Google search?
This was Lisa Ann, actually. And that's a white porn star.
Lisa Ann.
Yeah, you know
that's a classic one. That's a classic one. I don't know her.
She does fantasy sports now. Yeah, this is weird.
And like, she's respected for it?
Respected, bro.
Is she good?
Yeah, she's good at fantasy sports.
Oh, wow.
But, and that's the thing. It's like,
well, fantasy, she's still in the same.
She's definitely, and she plays it up. Like, she's like, you know, the whole fantasy part of it, she plays up, like, you know.
Good spin. That's a good spin.
Bro, she's killing it.
If you could spin, I guess this is a show topic, but if you could spin your life, what would you spin it to?
Porn.
Nah, that's not going to work.
What do you mean?
You don't seem like a porn dude and you're too old.
What? Nigga, there's a genre for that.
That's not going to work.
60 plus, nigga.
That's not going to work.
Old ass nigga fucking in flip-flops.
I swear to God, if I ever look at Chatterbait and his Mac on there, yo, I'm reporting. I'm flagging it and reporting that shit.
Like, get this senior citizen off this shit. All right,
we'll catch y'all next week.